And we're holding on some hay on the day by the bottom of the second Mishnah. Mishnah says, "But Rishayna Hayoimrim." Originally, the Chachamim used to say, "Hayoitz." Now, in the previous Mishnah, we talked about that if a person wants to have a get written for his wife, he has to take kitzvu tenu, write it and give it. Later on, at the end of Samach Vav Amud Aleph, we're going to talk more about that. But our Mishnah is going to talk about a case where you don't need to say tenu. If somebody is being taken out in a collar, meaning in chains around his neck, Rashi says he's being taken to be executed. The Yerushalmi actually says that he doesn't have to be for execution, and the Rambam passes this way also. Even if he's just being taken to jail on monetary matters, also it's considered a dangerous situation. You never know how it may end up. Therefore, for Omar, if he says, "Kids will get leishti," write a get for my wife, even without saying tshnu. Even without saying give it, they can still write it and give it, because we can assume that under the circumstances he forgot to say tenu, but not that he meant to only write it and not give it, because we're good with that.
Who do we have to say the ishti?
If he just said kiss will get, then for whom?
What?
I don't know. Okay, at least he has to say the ishti, I guess. Yeah. The Pashas, I mean, keep in mind, also, it could be a get shichur for his Eved, for example, but besides that, also, remember, what if he's married to two wives? The Pashas, he would have to say which one. The point is, when we say the ishti, we mean for my wife, whatever her name is. The fact is, then he would have to say which one. Remember also, part of the idea, there is actually a machlokas or a shayin. Tosfos actually holds that you don't really need to appoint a shliach for the writing of the get, per se, just for the giving it. The reason why you would have to say over here, kiss will get the ishti, is more not so much because of the matter of shlichus, but to make sure it's written l'shma. So you would have to mention the ishti so that they know to write it l'shma. How do they used to be? It's that they can go ahead and write it and give it. Chos Reloima, later on, the Chachamim changed their minds and said, it's true in those cases, but also, Acham Afarish Vayyotze B'shiyara, also somebody who's going out to a sea voyage, you never know if he may come back from it, if he's going out in a caravan to travel across the desert, same thing, it's a dangerous situation. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, I'm a Acham Asukin. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says, also a person who is dangerous, so Rashi says choler, Rashi just says a person who is sick. So the Rambam learns it means a shlivmara, the Rambam learns that it means somebody who like all of a sudden became very ill. Rashi seems to say any sick person.
But what?
That he also, in those cases, if they just say kisru, it's the equivalent of saying kisru, it's new. So the Gemara tells of a case of somebody who was yotze b'kola, which is going to bear on this halacha in our Mishnah. Mostly we're going to be talking about a related din, though. This is Gniva, we've had three times in the Masechta already. He was a Talmud Chacham, he was a Talmud of Nav, but he was a Chagah, he was a Baal Machlokas, the whole thing over there where he was harassing Marukva, and in the end the Gemara says that Hadavar Yotzim Fira Belazar, that Belazar told him, you go to the Bis Medrash, daven, learn whatever it is, and Eberstein will take care of him, and they put him in chains. This is the end of the story. Gniva Yotzim B'Kolo, however, he was being taken out in chains. The Goyish government, the government of Babel or Eretz Yisrael, wherever it was he lived, Babel, the pastors, because he was dealing with Marukva. Anyway, Yotzeh b'kolah haba, he was being taken out in a collar and chains to be executed. Ki haba kanofik, as he was going out, Omar, he says, Hovu arameya zuzi l'rabazina mechamir d'nahar panya. Give 400 zuz to Rabazina out of the wine from Nahar Panya, the wine that I own in Nahar Panya, the name of a place, give him 400 zuz out of it. Interesting thing, Steinholz points out that he got it from Tobas Tanoim Vamiroim, that why if it's Rebbe Avinah? Rebbe Avinah is the only one in all of Shas that we actually find as saying Halacha Omer Rebbe Avinah Omer Gniva. We find that the Chiba Abba one time says that Gniva told me something, but he was a Chaber of his, well, Talmidim of Rav. Rebbe Avinah apparently is the only one who was an actual Talmud of Gniva and said Halacha in his name. Therefore, he had warm feelings for him and he wanted to leave him something. Now the question becomes, is that considered a valid matana? Amar Rav Zera, so Rav Zera says, Dora Rav Avina Lusilte, let Rav Avina pick up his basket, in other words, let him pack some food for a trip, and let him go to Rav Huna, his Rebbe. Based on Rav Huna's Shita, he will be able to claim that matana is a valid matana. The Omer of Huna, Gita Kimat Nase, because we find in the next parrot, Rav Huna says that a get that's given by a Shechid Merah is the same thing as a Matana. Namely, Ma Matnase Im Omer Choyza, just like we know the din where by Matnas Shechid Merah, if he gives a Matana when he's a Shechid Merah, and then he recovers, he can retract it, unlike a Matnas Bari where you can't. Also a get. Ach Gita Im Omer Choyza, the same thing. Rav Huna says, the same thing. If a Shechid Merah says that a get should be given to my wife, and then he recovers, then he can retract it.
Considered he's done that, doesn't have full bath.
No, he has full bath.
So why she didn't marry yet?
If she'd marry yet,
yeah.
But no, he has full bath. But the point is, we assume he only gave the matana or only gave the get because he's a shechid merah, because he expected to die. But if he recovers, he wants to stay married to her. He wants to have the stuff for himself. Hey, as far as it's not a taurus. It's part of the takana. That's part of the takana. That the words of a shechid merah are considered kisuvin b'chimasurin damu. Part of that is that also that it's only meant to be as long as he's a shechid merah. That he has the ability to undo it if he recovers. Therefore, we can deduce from that if Rav Huna is saying that a get is similar to matana, umagita afagav delay parish. So the same thing with a get, even if he doesn't specify and say tnu, kivin drama kitsu afagav delay matnu, even if he just says like our Mishnah said, hamasukan, which means according to the Rambam means a shchid merah, according to Rashi means any sick person, but whatever. If he says kitsu, Rav Shimon Shazuri says it means also tnu, and the halacha is in fact like him. So kivin da omar kiswu afagav b'lo amatnu, ach matnase, the same thing should be true of a matana. Kivin da omar tnu afagav b'lo ekonomi yode. Just the fact that Geneva said give it to him, even without a kinyan, should be enough. That matana should be chal. Because he's yoytz b'kolo, he's in a dangerous situation, yeah. Maske for Rav Abba. So Rav Abba says, how can you compare the two cases? You're going to compare matana to a get. So what are you going to say? By that logic, a matana can take place after the person dies. You're going to say a get can take place and be delivered after the guy dies? We know it. And get lachamisa. So in other words, obviously there's no comparison between the two.
Even if the order was given before.
Yeah, one second. Well, let's learn the Gemara's answer, and then we'll talk about a couple of various Rishonim and Achronim have different understandings of what exactly the Gemara's answer is. But wait. How do you think to prepare? Yes, a matana can in fact exist after the person died. How can a get exist after the person dies? Now, I mean, on the face of it, the answer is the same as the question. What are they adding exactly? So they talk about different possibilities, including that with a matana, for example. Yes, the Marsha, for example, talks about by a matana there is that sort of split second when the guy dies, where the matana is able to be chal before the yoshim have their rights to it. Whereas for the get, no, the moment the person dies, they're assuming that this woman is going to be it would otherwise, without the get, be a shemeres yavam, which is the typical case we're talking about over here. As soon as there's not even a split second over there, because actually the zika, the fact that she's a shemeres yavam, is continuation of the marriage. So you can't say that the get has any room to be chal in that split second after he dies, whereas the matana does. Meaning, in other words, with a matana, what are you saying? When the guy dies, is yoshim yoshin it? But that's there's a transfer of ownership. First, it was his. Now,
it doesn't.
It's not that, fine. It doesn't. It's not that it takes any amount of time. But the point is, there is a change in status. At bevasachas, with that change in status, you can have the matana can still take. It still has time to take effect. Mashenkin with a shemeres yavam with a zika, there's no status change at all. Before she was married to this guy, and now in a certain sense she's still considered married to him, even though he's dead. That's why she needs yibum. So that's how Marshall learns. That's the Gemara's answer. Therefore, that's the difference. There's other answers. Another answer is that with a matana you're able to say that it takes place mehayom ulachisa, that it takes place as of now as well as after I die. And with a get you can't say that because it ain't get lachamisa at all.
What exactly do we mean?
It means that, for example, in this case, the guy is dying childless. His wife is giving a yibum or chalitza. The get can't take effect after he dies. If the get is only delivered, or there's a tnai which prevents the get from taking effect right away, and it only is able to take effect once he's dead, then it's no get. then she still has zika. She's still going to need yibum v'chalitza. As opposed to matana, there's more flexibility. And there's no
delivery of a get after
Shabbat. There's no delivery. There's no chalois of a get, to use the yeshivish term. You can't have a get take effect. But there's other explanations also, including that in Mamun, Hefker based in Hefker, there's more latitude, so therefore we're able to be misakin that should take effect after the guy dies, or again, we don't have that flexibility. Anyway, so then the Gemara says, so what is Rabbi Abba asking? Doesn't he realize that indeed there is a difference between a get and a matana? Yes, obviously it is true that there's a certain area in which you can't compare them. One can be lachamisa, the other can't. But what's Rav Abba's problem that he thinks that just because there's one thing that a get and matana don't have in common, therefore there should be nothing else that we shouldn't be able to derive from Rav Huna's statement, gitek matnasa, that we shouldn't be able to use Rav Huna's statement, gitek matnasa, to say that this matana is valid? Says, no, rather Rav Abba's problem, that wasn't his problem. The problem that he has is something else.
Before and after the death.
His problem is not. The Gemara said, Maskisor Rav Abba imam atona yeshnal achamisa. Apparently what the Gemara is saying now is Rav Abba didn't actually ask the question in those words. We know that the Yeshivalite had a Kabbalah that Rav Abba had asked something. But first, the Gemara assumed that was his question. We slug that up. That can't be his question. So now we're gonna say what other question is there that he could have brought up instead about this whole scenario. Hachikok Ashalei. Rather, the problem that Rav Abba has is as follows: Matnas Shchivim Rav Miktasi. This matana. What are we saying over here? Gneva is not giving everything that he had to Rav Avinu. The Pashtus, he has other possessions as well. He has more wine beyond 400 zuz worth. He has other possessions, whatever, which I guess are going to his Yershim. This is a matana of only part of his nechassim. So even if he's a shchivmer, or in this case, a yotze v'koyla, whatever, it's only a matnas shchivmer av miktsas. And in that case, a matnas shchivmer av miktsas boy a kinyan. In that case, then it requires a kinyan.
Because
he's not giving everything. Because he's not giving everything. Yes. The rule is when we say matnas shchivmer av does not require a kinyan, divrei shchivmer av k'ksivim l'chamisur adamu, that's when he's giving away everything. But if he's giving away only some of it, then obviously he's trying to keep something for himself. He expects to go on living, and therefore it's considered the equivalent of a matnas bari. A matnas bari requires kinyan. So how is it over here? Gniva did not make any kinyan with Rav Avinu. By what right is Rav Avinu entitled to this matana now?
Partial matana.
That's the point. It's a matana only part of Gniva's estate. Yeah, only part of Gniva's assets, right? Okay, so you ask, so what? The cloud of Huna Sava Loi Boya Kinyan. So what? If you're going to understand that that's Rav Abba's question, then what the implication is that what? Rav Huna would be saying that it doesn't require a Kinyan. Well, Kaimel under Boya Kinyan. We know for a fact that yes, a Matnas Shchivmer Abba Miktas does require a Kinyan. Rav Huna agrees to that also.
Even if it's his total, all he's
done? No, not in the Miktas. If it's part of his assets, that's the point. So, let's go back. Rav Zeira is saying that you should go to Rav Huna. He will paskin you're entitled to this matana. Rav Abba is asking that no, that doesn't seem to fit. Meaning that Rav Abba apparently is arguing with Rav Huna. So first we tried to say we're arguing over matana versus get. That doesn't work. So now we're saying so what are we arguing over? Do we need a kinyan or not? So what is Rav Zeira saying? Rav Huna would say you can get it without a kinyan, and Rav Abba would say you can only get it with a kinyan, then the halacha would necessarily have to be like Rav Abba. How could Rav Zeira tell us that Rav Huna would say otherwise?
Because we know we need a kinyan in that case.
Yeah. The answer is shiny hacha, the mitzvah machmas misa. Okay, but the fact of the matter is, it is different over here. He is mitzvah machmas misa. Mela with regular shchivmana, maybe he'll recover, maybe he won't. Here, he knows he's a goner. So therefore, it is, regardless of whether it's mitzvah or the whole thing, he's doing it. He's mitzvah machmas with the shchivmana. If he doesn't give away everything, we can assume it's not really mitzvah machmas nisa. He wants to give some of it away, but he wants to keep some of it for himself in case he recovers. In this case, he never knows. There's no more peels. That's it. He's gone. So even Yeah, that's the, well, no, that's the point. In other words, with a regular Shivra, if he only gives away Miktas, you need a Kinyan, because whether he's a regular Cholo or whether he's a Cholo Masukah, and whether he's a Shivra, either way, he has some expectation maybe of recovering from it. But a Yotzeh B'Cholo is even worse off than that. He has no expectation. So therefore, even if it's a Miktas, you're not going to, even if it's a Miktas, you're not going to need a Kinyan, and that's what Rav Huna would be saying. Well, in that case, then we're back to... but in that case, then we have the opposite question. So what are you telling me then? The implication is Rav Abba, who's trying to disagree with Rav Huna, is going to say in that case you do need a Kenyan if he's Metzavah Machmas Misa. We know for a fact you don't need a Kenyan in that case. So either way, if it's Metzavah Machmas Misa, then how do we understand Rav Abba's question? If it's not considered Metzavah Machmas Misa, if it's only Mitzvah, then how do we understand Rav Huna? Either way, we don't seem to have a way of where both opinions can be accommodated.
In either case, the halacha is clear. You do need.
Yeah, you either do need or you don't need, as the case may be. There's no room for argument. Yeah. So no. Rather, we can say Rav Abba's problem is as follows. Chamra loikomar. What did Gneva actually said? He said, give 400 zuz to Rav Avina from the wine of Nahar Panya. Now, if he had said chamra, give him wine, then it means give him 400 zuz worth of wine. But he didn't say that. Demei chamra lekama. He also didn't say give him the money from the wine, meaning sell some of the wine to the value of 400 zuz and give him the 400 zuz. What is he saying? Mei chamra kama. What is he saying? Give him money from the wine. What do you mean? Money doesn't come from wine. So in other words, what he said had no meaning. That's Rav Abba's problem with it. Fine, it's mitzvah machmas mitza. Fine, it's similar enough to a get. There is a certain similarity between a matana and a get. That it can be chal. But what is the actual matana that's being given? Can't the Yerushim of Gneva argue that what our father said doesn't mean anything?
Sell wine in the amount of 400.
But that would be dmei chamra, you would say. Given the money from given money from the wine. The answer is so chamra lekama, dmei chamra lekama, mei chamra lekama. He's saying from the wine, which doesn't seem to have any meaning. The Idach, so what would Rav Zero say, go to Rav Huna, he'll pass in your favor. What would he answer to that? He would say, Adarabba, Mei Chamra, Kedeliapas is Toichai. On the contrary, when he says Mei Chamra, that has a benefit. It means that he wants to say that it's either one, whichever one ends up better for him. Meaning, in other words, Rashi teaches out like this. If he were to say, give him wine in the amount of 400 zuz, so what would... No, if he just said chamra, wine, so what would happen? If some of that wine spoiled, if some of it turned to vinegar, then the Yoshim could say, look, the ones that spoiled are the ones that were supposed to go to you. Tosfos discusses that maybe it's not. They wouldn't have the right to say that all of the ones that spoiled are yours, but at least they would say proportionally. There were 1,000 barrels of wine every year. 400 of them were supposed to go to you. 100 of them spoiled. So fine, whatever it is. 40 of them are considered yours, and 60 of them we have to take them off. Whatever. And on the other hand, if he said Dmei Chamra, similar idea. What happens if they sold some of the wine? They had the money altogether, and then some of it got lost. Again, they could argue it's your money that got lost. We shouldn't be on the hook for it. Or again, according to Tosfos, let's split the loss proportionally. By saying mei chamra implies all of that wine is achrayus. Out of 1,000 barrels, let's say the other 600 are achrayus for the 400 that are supposed to go to Rav Avina. No matter what, Rav Avina is going to get 400 zuz worth of good wine.
It's not from the initial 400.
Then that'll be from others if the original 400 spoil or the money gets lost or whatever. So Kedeli Yapas is Koche in order to strengthen his position. And Tosfos points out, by the way, that in that case the chiddush of the whole story is basically that even that this case of Yotze B'Kolo has this din of Shtimra. If he said tenu, then it has that din. Sholchom mitam, and in fact they sent a message from Eretz Yisrael in connection with this case. Mechamra kedeliapas is kosher. That yes, when he said mechamra, it was meant to be in order to make his position better. So not the word mechamra is meaningless. On the contrary, it has more meaning than either chamra or mechamra would have had.
The meaning being?
Meaning that, that no matter what, he's going to get his 400 bills worth. Yeah. Mishnah says, continuing on the topic of making
the
shlich.
How do you come to this conclusion? I mean, not how do you come to this conclusion, but where do we see that he can
because we assume
elaborate such a plan?
The Pashtus, because we, first of all, we say in general, Ein Adam Moitzi Dvarav, that's what we learned in Nedarim, the question, Ein Adam Moitzi Dvarav Vatala, of course, I'm not going to say something completely meaningless, especially when he's going to the Kodesh. No, but then what could it mean? You can't get money out of wine. Necessarily, it must mean that all that chamra is meant to be a chrayis for it. Continuing on this topic of appointing a shliach to write a get, Mishay Mushlach Labor, if somebody was thrown into a pit, V'omar, and he called out, Kol Shemeyes Kol Yichtav Get L'Ishtoy, anybody who hears my voice should write a get for my wife. And Rashi, so Rashi explains that actually it would have to be... He doesn't just say me. He says me, Pliny ben Pliny, from such and such a city. There are other Rishonim, actually, who are learning that. No, as long as you have somebody who recognizes his voice and can recognize for sure this is Pliny's voice, then that's good enough. Okay. So then they can write the get and give it. Again, he doesn't have to say tnu, because again, he's in a dangerous situation, and just saying kistvu is enough. Okay. Why don't we have to be afraid that this voice that they heard is actually from a shed? I mean, we had this gemara almost word for word at the end of Yevamos as well. Especially, Mephoshim point out, shedim tend to hide out in abandoned places like pits, like burrs. So if you find, if you hear a voice coming out of a burr, isn't the likelihood that it's a shed rather than a person?
His wife, right?
Yeah, yeah. Whatever it is, shedim are you know, they're kochos atoma. Yeah, they yeah.
It could be a little whatever. I don't want to say now, but it could be it's a shed that likes to break up the...
yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Well, you have the famous story with every Erev Shabbos with a couple that they used to get into a fight with each other and someone took them in.
We learned a few weeks ago, a mayor kept them for three.
Oh, yeah, we learned.
Yeah. We learned a couple weeks ago, yeah. Okay. Amrav Yehuda, Kshirolai Jemus Adam. Okay, but we saw he looks like a person. Okay. Yeah, you saw a figure of a person in a burrow. Fine, Shadim can also make themselves into human form. In a couple of days, we're going to learn the famous story about Shmuel, about Shlomo and Ashmedai. The answer is the Chozer by Bavua. Yes, but the case is where they see that he has a shadow. For the Gemara, Inu Nami Isur Bavua. Shadim also have a shadow.
A shadow,
yeah. Shadim also have a shadow. A shade has a shade, we might say.
That they don't have a shadow.
The answer is bavur de bavur. What it is we see the shadow of the shadow. What is the shadow of the shadow? Rashi explains in a different Gemara, I think actually at the end of Yevamos, that what it is, for example, when you have a tree or a building or whatever, when the sun is high in the sky and shining on it, and the shadow is fairly short, or the same height as the original object or less, then it's a very dark shadow. When the sun is low in the sky and the shadow is much longer than the object, then you have, in English they call it an umbra and a penumbra. You have the dark shadow and then you have like a lighter part of the shadow, the penumbra it's called in English. That lighter part of the shadow is the bavur de bavur.
You actually see two of them?
Not two necessarily, but you see like a darker part and a lighter part.
What's called an umbra?
In English it's called an umbra is the main shadow and a penumbra. And different other possibilities, including that, for example, you know, sometimes when you walk down the street at night, you have two different street lights or two different house lights or whatever shining on you, you have a stronger shadow and a weaker shadow. The weaker one is the before. The Alter Rebbe talks about in a couple of places in the Kutta Torah, and from there it's brought in many other places in Siddur, about the deeper idea behind this, a before. A shadow represents a makif. It's something external to the person. Bavur de bavur is a makif de makif. And what is the makif de makif by a person? The yechida. Of the five levels of the neshama, you have nefesh, ruach, neshama that are internalized, and chaya and yechida, which are makif and makif de makif. Shedim represent tumah. There has to be one thing that only exists in Kedusha, usually Zevo Masayah Selikim, usually everything in Kedusha has an analog in Tumah. There has to be one thing that's only in Kedusha and there's no corresponding opposite to it in Tumah, that is the Yechidah. person, which is why the Yechid, that's why that's the aspect in the Neshama that's connected with that's always connected with the Eidoshah, Ba'am the Itay, and that when we say over here the Shed, which is a Koyach of Tumah, doesn't have Bavur, the Bavur, that's what we mean. Maybe shading also before the before. I'm not coming. The Danny Jonas and Beni. No, Jonas and my son taught me. In Yevamos that we said over there, we had over there the Gira said not Jonas and Beni, but Jonas and Shida, meaning either a Shed himself came and taught this, or Jonas and Shida can mean somebody named Jonas and was expert in shading and their ways and whatnot. He says bavur islahu, bavur de bavur leslahu. Shadim only have a bavur, a strong shadow, but not a bavur de bavur, not this weaker shadow. But again, they don't have the makif to makif. Okay. That's the point. Once we now that we establish that a shed doesn't have a bavur de bavur, so if you see this person has a bavur de bavur, you know it's not a shed. People who aren't familiar with shadim might not realize. I don't know. The Dilma Tzorahi, okay, now you have a different problem, though. Never mind a shed. What if this person in the pit is actually a Tzorah, another wife of this man's, and she's trying to say that she's making her voice like her husband's, trying to say, write a get for my rival wife, for my Tzorah, and then it's going to be a no-good get, and she's going to be in trouble. Well, not just a Tzorah, what about the other women that we learned about in Yevamos and Uzru and Armasechta that are out to harm a woman, her mother-in-law, or her stepdaughter, etc. The answer is Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, and we learned in the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, B'shasa Sakana, when there's a time of danger, Kosvin V'noisvin Af Pishen Makirin, you can write the get and give it even if you don't recognize the person. So we don't have to worry that it's a Tzara in an emergency situation like that.
Means
like at a time like this, when the person is in Sakana, he's in a pit and he's gonna die soon. So then you don't have to worry about the far fetched possibility that it might be a Tzara. Rashi says again, as long as he said his name, or according to other Rishonim, as long as you recognize the voice. Now first I'm also talking about the question then is the Gemara going back on the matter of the shed. So if you don't see a bavur de bavur of this person, fine, you don't have to worry that it's a Tzara because it's Shas HaSakana. Do you still have, is the Gemara going back on the answer that is still about the concern that it might be a Shed and saying, you know what, it's a Shas HaSakana, we're not going to worry about Tzara, Shedim, whatever, we'll just write it? Or is that still valid and therefore if you don't see Bavur de Bavur, then you talk have a problem. It might be, you don't have to worry about a Tzara, fine, but it might still be a Shed. Different Rishonim learn differently in that. Mishnah continues. Habari Shama Kisvu Betli. See, all this, these last couple of Mishnahs, we've been talking about somebody who's dangerously ill or going out to be executed or whatever it is. Now you have a healthy person, says Kisvu Betli. He says, write a get for my wife. But he didn't say give it. Therefore, Rotzal Sachetba. He's only saying it in order to play around with her. He just means, in other words, you can't give it without his reshut. He needs to make somebody a shliach to give it. So therefore, Does that even mean that you can write it, or does it mean you can't even write it? That's another discussion among the Mephoshim.
If he doesn't
say to give it, you definitely can't give it. Can you even write it? That's a different question.
Yeah,
let's say she's going to think, oh, I'm finally going to get my guest, and meanwhile, yeah. It happened once, a healthy person said, write a get for my wife. He didn't say give it. Then he went up to the top of a roof and fell off and died. If he fell on his own, meaning he threw himself down, so there's the Rashi says, the end of the situation shows that to begin with, he was doing it machnas misa. Then it's a good get. But if the wind pushed him down, so he didn't mean to fall down in a get, then it's not a get, because then he was a bori when he said it.
How would it affect her?
What do you mean, how would it affect her?
I mean, he's divorced either way.
Because that's what we were talking about before, just before you walk in. If the guy is childless, then she if it's a valid get, then she doesn't need Yibum or Chalitza. If not, then she's going to need one or the other.
Yeah.
But that's a very common.
Does it affect her financially also? I mean,
no. Either way, she collects her tzuk.
She collects for somebody dead. So
yeah.
Okay, fine.
There will be other differences financially. Actually, that's true. I mean, we learned back in Ksuvus about the various dinim that an almana is entitled to mezonos and is entitled to live in the same house and so forth. A grusha doesn't have any of that. So yeah, there is that also. Yeah. So you guys are nice, sir. What are you? Is the Mishnah bringing a case in order to contradict what we said before. The Mishnah had mentioned a bari, that if a bari says, and then it's harik as a misachbra. The Mishnah didn't say any distinction between whether we know he killed himself or not. What's the story telling us? And so it's sorry, Machzer. The Mishnah is missing words. V'achin katani. It means to say like this. If the end of the story demonstrates that to begin with he had this in mind when he said to write the get, haray the get, that it's a valid get even if he didn't say to you. And indeed, taka it happened. But bari shama kisvul get leishdi. All of the rosh agag v'nafal mes. That v'amen of shemim amil in the afsal nafal is a get. If he fell down of his own free will, of his own volition, then it's a get. Imarof the chate and a get. And if the wind pushed him down, then it's not a get. And now the Gemara tells a different case, also involving making a shliach for a get, not directly related to the Mishnah.
Practicality, you're going to know if the wind pushed you
off. So the Yerushalmi says, and Mefarshim bring it, that it means basically did he fall down right away or sometime later. If he went up there, and right away he fell down, then you know he jumped. You know he meant to do it. If you didn't see, then it would be a selfish get. The usual rule of a safek get. I mean, if it's a case of Yibum, you should need chalitza, and if you should need chalitza, Another case, Hahu gavra the ol beit nishta, there was a person who once went into shul, ashpach makre yunuka ubrei di yasvi, he found a melamed sitting there together with his son. His son was also an adult. We're not talking about the melamed was teaching his son. The melamed and his son are both adults. Why the Gemara has to mention that he was a melamed, I haven't seen anything, so I don't know. The Yosef in a Shachrin of Gabayo, and then there was a third person sitting over there, an unrelated person. Amalahu, so he says to them, Beit Shrei Minaychu Nichtavu Gitel Advesu. I want two of you to write a get for my wife. Then the Melamed passed away before they had a chance to do it. Now, the husband apparently went overseas or something. He's no longer available to consult with. So the question is, Mim Mashabu Inish Brosh Licha Bamakam Abba Eloi. Can we say that when the father is around that you might make the son a shliach even in the presence of his father? In other words, do we have to assume that the person when he said two out of the three of you, he must necessarily have meant the Malamed as well as either his son or the other guy? He can't have meant the son and the other guy because that would be ignoring the father. Or maybe not. Maybe it's just any two out of the three. Rav Nachman Amaloy Meshavu in Shibrosh Lichem Makom Abba. So Rav Nachman says you don't do that. That's not a thing that people would do. So therefore we have to assume that the Malamed was meant to be one of the two Shlochim. He's dead. So therefore nothing doing. You gotta go to the guy in Medina Sayyam and get from him Rishus to write a new get. Vera Papiyama Meshavu in Shibrosh Lichem Makom Abba. Yes, people might ask a son to be a shliach even when his father is present. So yes, we could assume that the son and the other guy can still be the shluchim. Amar Rava, Hilchasa, the bottom line halacha, yes, Meshavu in Shibrosh Lichem Makom Abba, the halacha is like Rapapi, that yes, people would make a son a shliach even if the father is present, and therefore, and that's the halacha. So therefore it's still good. The son of the Malamed and the other guy can go together and write the get, and we're all good.
Doesn't matter.
He didn't give them a specific time to write the get. So whenever they get around to it, that's when they're going to appoint themselves. The respective not appoint themselves. Whatever, they're going to volunteer with the respective shluchim and then get to work. Mishnah says, "Omer l'shnayim tnu get leishti." If somebody says to two people, "Give a get to my wife," now here it's the opposite. Before we were talking about, he said, "Write it and not give it," and we said, "If he's a bari, that's no good." Now it's the other way around. If he says, "Give it," obviously to give a get, yeah, it has to be written. But what it means, what it does mean is that they themselves have to be the ones to sign it. Okay, so the point is like this. The next case in the Mishnah is going to talk about where he says there's three people. Three people can be a Beis Din. A Beis Din doesn't have to write a get on their own. They can delegate it to somebody else to do. When you have only two people is not enough to make a Beis Din. Therefore, Therefore, necessarily, he must have meant that you guys are to be the ones involved in writing the get. And what I mean by writing, we mean they have to be the ones to sign it. They can't delegate it to somebody else. Because there's only two, and two can't be a basin. Oh, you know what? Before we go to Ahmed Bey's, I forgot to mention a quick thing as far as the business about a shed and hearing somebody's voice and so forth. That Mishnah and the Gemara on it, by the way, is a source that a number of Rabbanim in the past 100 years have used it as a source for example, if you have an emergency situation that a shliach can appoint a husband can appoint a shliach for issuing a get over the phone. Same idea. You hear his voice, but you know who his voice is. He's clearly saying who it is. Same way. It's no different than an appeal. Oh, getting back to the Mishnah. Oh, the shlosha kisvu get to tnu liishti. Or he says to three people, he says, write a get and give it to my wife. So if he had said just give the get to my wife, it would mean they're based in, they have the ability to delegate it. So it wouldn't mean that they themselves have to write it. But because he specifically says to them, kisvu, write it, then it means he's saying to them, I don't want you to function as a beis din, I want you to serve as aiding for this get. Because the beis din themselves wouldn't necessarily write it, as the Gemara is going to say. The Mishnah is going to say. Okay, harelu yichtu will be yitnu, then they themselves have to write it and give it. Amal shloisha tnu get liishti, as aiding. Or actually, what it is, we'll talk about in the Gemara. One of them writes it, and the other two sign it, because we're going to get into a little bit today and more tomorrow about the question. What happens if you have a get where the sofer writes it, he signs as one of the aidim, and then another aid signs as the other one. Is that good? That's called chassam sofer. That's, by the way, where the chassam sofer got his nickname from, plus the fact that. No, well, his last name was Sofer, but also it was also a play on words because Chassam stands for Chidushe Torah Moshe. His name is Reb Moshe Sofer, but yeah, that's he got the name Chassam Sofer or Chassam Sofer. We're going to see in the continuation of the Gemara. So the son Chassam Sofer got his name from that also. Yeah. Anyway, almost.
I'm never sure what the shul over here was called. It's called
the one down the block over there on Empire. Yeah, Chassam Sofer. Yeah. So, if he says to three people, give a get to my wife, he didn't say anything about writing it, then they were allowed to tell other people, that they were allowed to tell Adim to write it and to sign it, because that means that he appointed them as a basin to do it, rather than as Adim. Give it to Meir. That's what Meir says. The zu halacha heller of Chanina ish oyne me beis hasturin. This halacha of Chanina ish oyne is the name of a city in Eretz Yisrael, near Lud, brought this halacha out of jail. There was the famous time when Rabbi Akiva was in jail. So for a while there, during the time that he was in jail, the Talmidim were being allowed to visit him. There's a story in Erevin where Rabbi Yeshua Garsi is coming every day and bringing him food and water, and one day a guard spills out half the water because he thinks he's going to use it to soften the ground, to tunnel out of the place. And Rabbi Akiva says, in that case, if there's only enough water for Natilas Yadayim, then I'll do that. I won't have enough water to drink. Okay, but the halacha is you have to do Natilas Yadayim until eventually they were able to bring him more water. So for a while, he was able to have his Talmidim to come and visit him in the jail. So during that time, Rav Chanina Ish Ona brought this halacha out of the jail in the name of Rav Akiva. That, Mekubalani, Rav Akiva says, I have the Kabbalah, but Omer L'Shloisha Tznu Get L'Ishti, exactly what we just said. That if you say to three people, give a get to my wife, without mentioning anything about writing it, then they're allowed to tell other people to write it, because in that case, then it means that he appointed them a beis din. However, Amar Rabbi Yossi says, Numinu L'Shliach, we said, Numinu is in Meloshim Nu'um, like we spoke, to the shliach meaning Rav Chanina Isha, you know, he was the shliach who brought this halacha from Rav Akiva. He said, "Af onu mekubalin." No, but we also have the Kabbalah, a different din from Rav Akiva. Sha'afilo omel the based on a god of Shavir Shalayim to get leishti. That no, it's not like that. Even if the person were to say to the based in a gadol in your shalayim, who you would think usually are themselves not involved in writing a get, you would think they would be one to delegate it, and he tells them to get lishti, even that, even they have to learn how to write a get and write it and give it. interesting thing. They talk about when
Yeshanayim.
Yeah, so Rashi says actually Yilmadu means im ein in yodim lichtev. If they don't know how to write, Yilmadu lichtev, let them learn how to write. I'm shichtavu ba'atzman, they have to write themselves. So what do you mean? How does a beis din hagadol not know how to write? So there's a couple of different things on it. First of all, the Rambam points out that yes, you could have. Look, I mean, the members of a beis din are chosen for their chokhma, whatever. They're not chosen for their ability as sofrim. So maybe taka, they don't know how to write so well. They know the halachas, but yeah, maybe they never learned proper writing. A couple of other possibilities. That the Tiferes Yisrael brings up a couple of other possibilities. It could be that, for example, that of course they know how to write. They're not illiterate, but they never learned how to write. They never learned how to write safros, the proper letters that you're supposed to, the ksav ashuris that you're supposed to write a get in.
The
Gemara is going to base it based in a chadja, right? Where they don't. No, but that's where they don't know how to sign. That's a little different. Wait, we'll get to that. But okay. No, but that actually I saw an explanation on that. That it's not they don't know how to sign, but they don't their signatures are not well recognized yet. We learned earlier in the Sefer, for example, that a chista would sign with a samach and then with a fib, Rab would sign with a fish and that. So they're a new base and they haven't yet gotten that well known. But anyway. The Sekhar Sofer is supposed to be given by the woman, it says in Baba Basra. So the Tiferes Yisrael brings up a possibility. Okay, they know how to write, they just don't know how to write neatly in Ksav Ashuris and whatever. Interesting thing, for example, the Ma'aril Talmud, who collected his Shilas Atruvas to publish them, says that it was a very hard thing to do. He says the Ma'aril did not have a very neat handwriting. It was very, very hard to when he would write out a tshuva, and I would have to copy it out for him. This is before the printing press. I'd have to copy it out for him to send it to the people who are supposed to get it. This Talmud, Reb Zalman Meshut Gvera, says I was about the only one who could read his handwriting. So that, and also the Tiferes Yisrael brings up another possibility. We could be talking about a scenario where the Eidim don't know Lashon Kodesh. Usually a get is written, it's written in Ksav Ashuri, it's written actually half in Hebrew, half in Aramaic, as we'll learn towards the end of Masechta. But you can have a case, we learned earlier in the Masechta, the Eidim have to know, will have to be able to read the get before they sign it. So what if they don't know Hebrew? What if they only know English? Then the get, in principle, would have to be written in English. What if the Dayanim on the Beis Din HaGadol may not know how to write in English? Well, then they're going to have to learn. That's what we mean. Continues the Mishnah. Omala sort of kisbut nu get lishti. What happens if the person we learned about this earlier in the Masechta? If somebody says to 10 people, write a get and give it to my wife, so by saying it to 10 people, he implies that he wants all of them to be involved. But it doesn't necessarily, because he didn't say kulchem, he didn't say all of you. He just meant among you, some people should be involved. Therefore, echad kosev or shnayim kosmin. One of them can write the get, and two of them sign it. But if he says all of you should write the get, well, you can't have 10 people writing a get. So therefore, what he means is echad kosev kulam kosmin. One writes the get, and all of them have to sign it. We learned earlier in the Masechta, Machlokas, is it that all of them have to sign it as edim, or is it all of them have to sign because of the tshnas? It made a difference whether if one of them is kohen or apostle. Therefore, if one of them dies before the get is written, how does it get coupled? And it's not a good get, because he does commit a tenai that all 10 of them have to be involved. They sent a question from the yeshiva of Rav to Shmuel. Rav passed away a few years before Shmuel. Rav should have gone to 7 years before. So apparently, during that time, they would ask their shilas to Shmuel. They said, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, let our Rebbe teach us. What if Shmuel? Shnayim, kisvut, no get leishti. What if he says to two people, write a get and give it to my wife? Which we learned in the Mishnah that they themselves have to be the ones to write the get. Instead, v'omru l'sofa v'kosa v'chos mohen. Now what if they didn't actually write the get themselves, they told the sofa to write, but then they themselves signed. So when the Mishnah says that they themselves have to write it, does it mean the writing of the actual get, or does it mean just the signatures? Is good enough. Mahu, so what does it mean?
Could the sign?
Right. For example, we had earlier in the Masechta when we talked about Edech Chsima Kauti, Edech Mesira Kauti, that according to the mayor, the Edech Chsima Kauti, the Chsimas are considered that when the positive is a cost of law, means they have to sign it, Mishma, they don't have to write it, Mishma, yeah. Tosfos says that actually you could have the same question, what if he says the two people tsnu even without mentioning kisvu? The chiddush is maybe that even if he says kisvu, maybe you could argue that even if they didn't write the get themselves, there'd be room to say that it's kosher, as long as they find it. Shalach Lahu, so Shmuel sent back to them a message. Teitzei, she has to leave her second husband. She has to divorce. She has to get divorced from her. If she remarries, she has to get divorced from her second husband, the suffix. We have a suffix, whether it's a kosher or get or not. However, v'adomer tzarech talmud. But we need to look into this. We need. Doesn't say what would happen if the children, I guess, would be suffix mamzerim. But the v'adomer tzarech talmud. We need to consider. We need to learn. We need to look into this and learn. Rashi says learn from greater than men, to learn from people greater than us. Whether there's any possibility that it's kosher. My v'adomer tzarech talmud. So if I ask, what exactly is Shmuel suffix? That he says we're not sure whether it's a good debt or not. Elaim Mashum Dahabalumili, is it because in that case it's only that the shluchim said words to somebody else? It was a shluchos of words to tell the sofer to write. So therefore, Shmuel's sofik would be: is there a valid shluchos involving milim or not? We talked about
exactly.
We had a discussion about this earlier in the Masechta on Chofetz. We had the issue that before we get further into our Gemara, actually, Abaye and Rava argued when our Mishnah said that if the husband says to the Beis Din that you arrange for a get to be given to my wife, that they can have somebody else do it. Is it, or rather the first part of the Mishnah, this that we're talking about now, that if he says the two people write the get, they themselves have to write it. We discussed it over there, actually. Abaye said it was because of zilusa of the husband, that the husband doesn't want people to know that he's not capable of writing a get, so therefore the Edom themselves have to do it. They can't delegate it to somebody else. And Rava had said the reason that we're mentioning over here, mili lemimser and l'shliach, that you can't give a shlichus to Edom involving words. The Rashi learned over there, the verse is that shlichus has to involve a tangible object. In this, for example, you give a get a shliach as an actual object. You can't tell a shliach, a shlichus, tell somebody else to write a get on my behalf. That's not considered a shlichus. We talked about that over there about a couple of other possibilities, what mili leminsur and l'shliach could mean, whether it means because whether it's talking about that the shlichus, that it's the final stage of the thing. For example, giving the get is the final stage of it versus writing it, which is a preliminary stage.
So when he says two people give or write get to my wife, it's by words also.
That's fine. He can appoint them shluchim to write the get, which is a tangible object.
The mili is from the
shliach to the sofer. That he doesn't have the ability. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's, yeah. Okay.
Not from him to them.
Right. No, that he has the ability to do. But oh. So are you going to say that Shmuel's suffix is whether you're able to give over a shlichus of mili or not? How could that be the suffix? Shmuel clearly says that the halacha is that you can't. So there's no reason for him to have a suffix. If that's all he's worried about with this get, then for sure it's a possible get. There's no question about it. Rather, Shmuel's problem is as follows. Haik sovu, when he says write the get, what does he mean? Iksav yodon, iksav a get. Does he mean that they have to write with that they have to sign their thing? Does it mean your handwriting has to be on this get? Savyodan, that your handwriting has to be present on the get. Fine, their handwriting is present. They signed. Iksav get. Or did he mean the entire get has to be written by you? And they didn't write it.
How can two write the get? It's either one or the other. And he said to two.
No, you could have one of them could write half the get, the other could write the other half.
It's not Lishma then.
So why is it not Lishma?
Half-half.
Yeah, why not?
Maybe the ikar of the get.
Yeah. The totas and the totas. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
One
right, then the other one's fine, because usually that's how you do it, but okay. Fine, but at any rate, he'd want that one of them maybe has to have written it, not that they delegate it to a third party. I mean, especially what we learned over there about Abaye, that the Zulusa, that he'd be embarrassed to say, I don't know how to write a get myself. He doesn't want a third party involved. He'd have to want that one or the other of them to whom he told, I can't write a get, so one of you do it for me. But he doesn't want that. He doesn't want the whole world to know about it.
I'd say Kartiva, because
what do you mean? What do you mean, I mean, normally the husband directly tells the cipher, but in this case, we're saying he Dafka told the Adam themselves to do it. So that's the question. Does he... Yeah, okay. Okay, the question is, the tifshut lema mafnisin. If that's Shmuel's problem, let him answer it based on the Mishnah. Omer l'shnayim tnu get l'ishti. The Mishnah had said that if he says the two people give a get to my wife without mentioning writing it, oy l'shloisha kitzvu get tnu l'ishti. He says the three people write a get and give it to my wife. Harei l'yichtivu v'yitnu. Then they have to write it and they have to give it. So obviously it means they have to write it. Answer is he go for kamagoyle. That's exactly what Shmuel is wondering about in the Mishnah. When he says ksoivu, ksav yodin, who ksav agetu, that's exactly what he's trying to figure out. What does the Mishnah mean, ksoivu? Does it mean that he wants that something in the get should be written by them, the pashtos, the signatures, or that all of the get should be written by them, meaning the whole thing? Okay, then the question is, pshita de ksav agetu. Well, in that case, if that's what you're asking, then shouldn't it be obvious that it means writing the actual get? Because the Mishnah continues, Amar Rav Yosi, nu minu l'shliach, we said, to Rav Chanina Isha, you know, af onu mekubalem, shakulon l'beis, that agorom shu yishlayim, tnu get l'ishti, that even if we have the Kabbalah from Rav Akiva, that even if you tell the beis, that agorom shu yishlayim, tnu get l'ishti, give a get to my wife, shu yil madu v'yichtu v'yitnila, that they have to learn how to write a get, and write it and give it to her. Now, if you're going to say that what they have to, that when he says ksovu means to write the actual get, shapir, okay, then I can understand. As you said before, the Bistin may not know how to write a complete get, or they don't know how to write it clearly, or they don't know how to write it in another language, whatever it is, anyway. Eli, I'm a ksav yodinu, but if you're going to say all he cares about is that their signatures should be on it, how is there a Bistin who doesn't know how to sign, who doesn't know how to sign their name? Forget about the question of literacy or not. There's even the practical fact. But they did him a large part of what they do involves the documents are issued from Basin and they're signed by them, or Tznayim are not necessarily written in Basin, but for example, another example, the Henpik, a pium of a shtar that we talked about extensively earlier in this Masechta. That when someone brings a shtar to Bastin to be Mekayim, to verify the signatures of Adim, then afterwards Bastin will write a henpik on it, and we validated these signatures, and they'll sign it with their name. Any members of any Bastin necessarily know how to sign their name. A shogur is not necessarily done in Bastin, but no. Any mice at Bastin generally involves them signing. The answer is, it could be in a chanta. Yes, you could have a new Bastin who's not used to that yet. They haven't learned how to, or like I said before, maybe their signatures are not yet recognizable to the general public. Okay, so you don't really have any proof from that point in the Mishnah about that telling the Beis Din HaGadol to learn how to write. It doesn't necessarily mean that it would have to be the writing of the get rather than the signatures. Let's go on. So what are we gonna say? If we were to say, continuing with Shmuel's suffix, if we were to say that when he says ksovu just means I want your handwriting to be on this get, meaning I want you to sign it, which would imply haksava get kosher, which would imply that if the get itself is written by others, in this case, we told them kitzvu tenu, that it would be kosher. How is that? We just said before that Shmuel had said the halacha is that you can't give over words to a shliach. So how would they have the ability to tell the sofer to write the get? If he told them sofer, how do they have the ability to delegate that which is only words to say it's not